The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Autumn Warren Connolly. Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Hey. You said that weird, like in a, what did it remind me of? You know who you remind me? You reminded me of on Parks and Rec, the girl, you know, what is her?
Aubrey Plaza. What's her name?
What?
That's her name in real life.
Right.
But.
Amber? Is it Amber?
No.
But she says hi like that when people when people talk to her. Oh, my gosh. So I'm a little punchy. I drove in from, we had a family crisis. I'm just going to be very transparent here. You know, I just flew, or no, I didn't flew. I kind of did fly. I was going 90 at one point, but it was real early in the morning. I left Norman about 6 o'clock this morning and drove in and went to bed real late. My oldest daughter is struggling with an eating disorder. And to make matters worse, while she was out of town visiting her old grandmother in Ohio, her boyfriend decided that would be a great time to cheat on her in their apartment. And
what?
So,
boo.
Yeah. What is right? You're like, really? Who does that? Who would do that? A lot of people do it, but it doesn't make it right. Anyway, so poor thing, you know, so she kicked him out in the middle of the night with all of his stuff, had to go out because she's typical Italian. You know
right.
What? I say Italian. I think most
say woman.
Most women, women want a man that's loyal. But she's, you know, that loyalty thing has been like deeply embedded in her.
Sure.
So she told him, get your stuff and get out right now. It was like, I don't know, by the time he left, probably 4 in the morning. So I didn't find out. I found out from Avi, yeah, who told me, because Avi's one of her best friends. And so, make a long story short, after I did the show on Thursday, I was headed to Oklahoma to pick her up, but her dad went instead and brought her back home. Okay.
Oh, good.
And so we had a good weekend, and I did all the stuff that moms are supposed to do to make her feel better. And then I drove her back up and helped her clean her whole apartment because, you know, there was stuff everywhere. There was just stuff everywhere, and she kind of left real fast. And
yeah.
So, yeah, and so I got her all organic food. I cleaned out her refrigerator and got all the junk food out. We smudged. I thought of you. I almost text you because we smudged the whole apartment. And I was playing some of my favorite country western heartbreak songs while I cleaned.
Set the mood.
Well, you know, I left her in good shape. She's coming back for the upcoming Easter holiday. And so everything's good. But yeah, I think it's so awful when someone, it's bad enough to be cheated on.
Yeah.
You know, but to do it right in your own home is like got to be like the lowest dog thing to do.
I know.
Right?
It just really shows a humongous lack of respect, which, you know, when a relationship's ending or whatever, that's fine. They come and go, but can we all just kind of respect each other a little bit?
I know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, right? And like, Avi and Lexi sure had some comments before we went live. What do you guys want to say?
I've never been cheated on, so I just feel like I don't know what I would
that
do.
That you know of.
That I know of. But I don't know. I was saying, I feel like we're super intuitive.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell when something's up.
Well,
and
that's
someone,
what's wrong. So you picked her up from the airport and
yeah,
he was acting weird. And so, you know, one thing
she
led to another.
Knew.
She immediately knew something was up. And he was planning on breaking up with her the next day when he got off of work. But she,
I don't know why you plan.
Yeah, why would you plan that?
Here's my plan. I'm going to work tomorrow and know I'm going to dump my girlfriend.
Well, what he should have done is moved all of his stuff out and called her.
Right.
I guess there's no good way, but that certainly isn't a good way to break up with someone.
What's the
How do you sleep at
about?
Night?
Like,
Yeah, how do you, how would you sleep?
He was going to sleep in bed with her and know that he's just living his life until he wants to just break her
heart. Well, here's the crazy thing. So he wrote her this tremendous love letter like 3 weeks, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago on their 1 year anniversary, writes, and I read it, Avi, last night when I was there because Avi's looking at me. It was like, it's like, really? Oh, I can't wait to, you know, continue our walk together, even through, drew some pictures of two trees growing roots together and stuff. And then 2 weeks later, cheating on you? Like, what
is
that?
He's probably trying to, like, build his, like, make him not feel so bad about himself.
I told my daughter, be glad he's gone. Just be glad. Because if he's a cheater, because they were, you know, they're in college, third year, he's getting ready to graduate, and, you know, we're going to get married. She starts thinking about babies like most women do at that age, you know. And I'm like, just thank your lucky stars you found out now.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want is a cheater for a husband when you're raising babies.
For sure. So. For sure. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible for her. But you're right. I mean, that's the silver lining to it.
Yep.
You know, find out sooner than later.
Yep. 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 Well, okay. Enough about that.
She'll be better. She'll be better from it.
But I'm exhausted. I really am. But a good exhaustion, because it feels so good to nurture your children, even as they get older, and be there for them. You know, and I built her up all weekend long, and just talked to her and then listened. And, you know, we cleaned house together and laughed together and smudged together and cried together. So we're going to listen to Highway 101 love heartbreak songs through all the breaks today. We have Earth Day coming up on April 27th. I mean, 22nd. Earth X is one of our sponsors, actually. It's at Fair Park. Earth X is the world's largest eco-conference, exhibition. I'm a little punchy. I've only had like 3 hours sleep. I've actually only had probably about 12 hours sleep the whole weekend.
How much coffee did you have today?
That was my first stop at Campus Corner. Was at Starbucks. Got a big old grande blonde with whipped cream on top, since I thought, you know, I might as well treat myself.
Right.
I went door to door. And when I got out, I was like, oh man, you know, I had sat than that seat for hours. So, but I didn't run into any traffic. But okay, so to get back to the Earth X.
Sorry, I interrupted. So rudely.
No, I love it. I love it. So Earth X is this coming April 20th through the 22nd at Fair Park. You can find out more information about how you can do your part to focus on conservation, climate change, and the environment. Visit earthx.org for all the details. But I was reading this in the, I was at Natural Grocer yesterday, actually picked up 4 bottles of your ether elixir, of course, while I was in there for my daughter, because I want her gut bacteria to be healthy while she's struggling. But I didn't know this. So listen to this. So this is a little magazine that I picked up at, it's called Delicious Living at Natural Grocers. And it says, have an eco week. Okay, or not eco, but eco week. So Earth Day is officially Sunday, April 22nd. But instead of celebrating just one day, expand your festivities into an entire week of environmentally friendly practices that will up your eco awareness.
That'll
for the
go
whole year.
Up your.
Sorry. So we already missed yesterday. So yesterday was Sunday. Start a compost container in your kitchen counter to collect food scraps. Compost in a commercial facility or backyard container to keep soil enriching matter out of the landfills. I know you definitely do a compost container, right?
I do. But you know what? I wanted to interject there. When you get on, like, you know, on Amazon or wherever it is that you buy your composting container, I would just like you to look at the price of them and realize that if you actually are planning to compost that stuff, i.e. you have something in your backyard to put it in, you know, a bowl works just fine.
Right. Right.
You can use a bowl.
Yeah, well, you make a big pile, don't you? And just keep flipping stuff around.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
but,
not
you know, they,
complicated,
they
is it?
They sell all these little countertop composter things, and they're like, you know, they get really expensive, $50, because it's got a carbon filter to keep the gases and the fruit flies and the whatever. But if you've got a composter in your backyard, like, people are always giving me these countertop composters. It must be some energy I'm putting out. But I don't even use them. I've got 2 on my counter right now, and I use a large stainless steel mixing bowl because it's easy. That way I can just throw stuff in there. And then at the end of the day, I just walk it out to my compost and dump it in. You don't need some fancy gadget.
That's what they do at the Montessori school, too. It's just that big silver bowl in the kitchens for all the scraps. In fact, Avi could probably tell you all about it, since she's a graduate of Montessori, White Rock Montessori,
indeed.
One of the best schools in this city. It's a little hidden treasure.
They used to make us turn and mix the compost when we would go out to gardening. And
that's not always the best.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you know that if you start in the early years like Avi did, by the time you're in fifth grade, you're a junior master gardener.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at
that. They grow some stuff there. I mean, and they've got cows and chicken, not cows, goats.
Yeah, I've got huge cows.
We raise little baby chickens.
That's fun. Maybe I should open a Montessori school at my house.
You know what?
There you go.
You should. Well, and here's the part that got me. So today's Monday. Monday, it says, you guys, you're not going to believe this. According to the National Park Service, Americans use 50 million drinking straws every single day.
Yikes. Jeez.
50 million plastic straws.
And those get stuck in like turtles' little noses
and
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
so sad.
Remember that woman that we were going to have on the show? I don't know what happened, but when I went to Florida last year, I met her, and she was instrumental in getting the restaurant that was right on the ocean to use compostable straws that would not harm the, you know,
like
that they would basically,
straws,
they would just like fall up, you know, like disintegrate in the water. They're made, I don't know what
they're made out of, like a corn starch.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But 50 million drinking straws every day, and worse, the straws rarely make it into the recycling bin, often ending up as ocean trash, just like you said, Lexi. Instead of using a plastic straw every time you want a sip, carry along a reusable, washable, stainless steel straw, and that's what I do, too.
Yeah, so I've got several of them.
When I make my Sun Warrior shake in the morning, that's what I do.
But you do need the little inside brush cleany thingy that comes with them.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Well, here's my first song.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which one is this? Hold on. Don't tell me. Oh, that's not the... Oh, I thought we were going to play... Okay, that's a good one, too, but we'll play the rest during the show. Yeah, okay. I was expecting another one, but that's okay. I love it. Diamond, thank you so much. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. We're going to be talking about glyphosate with Dr. Nasha Winters, and we are going to be talking about MRSA. And I got to tell you, you're not going to want to miss this because Autumn's got some incredible information she's going to share with you today. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Let me introduce you to our newest sponsor, the H Hemp Company. Did you know that you have an endocannabinoid system that helps your body's immune, central nervous, and digestive systems maintain functional balance? The H Hemp Company has products to feed your body with phytocannabinoids to help reduce mild anxiety and exercise-induced inflammation with products like minty breath spray, soothing body balms, and amazing hemp-infused oils, all with 100% non-GMO, all natural made ingredients. Use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. Search for the H Hemp Company and use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order.
If you or someone you know suffers from any of the following ailments: heartburn, bloating, cramping, gassiness, or constipation, these could be the signs of digestive enzyme deficiency, which means poor digestion and absorption of nutrients. Our overly processed food supply puts a strain on our digestive system, and if you're trying to eat raw and healthy, well, that too can create problems if your gut is off balance. That's why something so simple and useful as Sun Warrior enzymes can help correct some of these problems. You can learn more at sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to the ISSN.org. That's the ISSN.org.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Darling, were you listening when I called you late last night? Or did the sleep get in your eyes? Did it blind me from your sight? Or was she lying with you? Was it hard for you to speak? And did you tell her she was sleeping
in the bed you made for me?
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, Autumn Warren Connolly, and our very special guest today, Dr. Nasha Winters. How are you doing today, Nasha?
I am awesome. You guys are awesome. Thanks for letting me be here again.
Well, we're playing country western heartbreak songs because my daughter got cheated on, you know, and so we're just having fun with it, I guess, making it a fun thing instead of a bad thing. But it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Let me tell everyone who they're listening to in case they've not heard you before. Dr. Nasha Winters is a naturopathic doctor and is the visionary and CEO of Optimal Terrain, inspired by more than 25 years of experience in the healthcare industry as one of the thought leaders in personalized precision medicine. Dr. Nasha works exclusively educating clients, doctors, and researchers worldwide on how to apply integrative oncology philosophically and therapeutically. A diagnosis of cancer in 1991 redirected her focus from studying conventional medicine to one that embodied the concept of psychoneuroimmunology, naturopathic medicine, Chinese medicine, and Ayurvedic. Did I say that right? I always have trouble saying that. Well, and I have to give your book a shout out too. So Dr. Nasha, along with her co-author, Jess Kelly, who's a medical nutritional therapist, wrote the book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. It's an amazing book. I think everyone should read it. If just to have it is almost like on hand, just in case, you know, and learn how to prevent cancer and treat it if you get cancer. So today we're talking about glyphosate. It's made by Monsanto, and I'll say that, and then I'm going to let you take the floor. So can you tell our listeners, Dr. Nasha, what glyphosate is and some of the effects of it?
Sure. So first of all, glyphosate is an organophosphate compound that is the most widely used pesticide worldwide, and it's sprayed annually on just millions and millions of acres of crops. Historically, we used it on GMO crops to help the kind of weeds that overtake a lot of the GMO crops, so things like soybean, cotton, corn, canola, alfalfa. But it's also been used in the last 15 years or so in our regular old crops so that it can help them ripen at the same time and help actually even increase sort of seed production. Mm-hmm. So we see that pretty much every legume, every type of grain, all California wines, even organic. Even if things are organic today, because glyphosate knows no fences, no borders, and because it's aerosolized and gets into the soil, it's easy to cross-contaminate even the most organic intended crops. So pretty much today, if you're eating legumes, grains, California wines, any of those GMO crops I listed in the beginning, you're definitely getting glyphosate exposure.
Well, and potatoes. I read something just the other day. Potatoes and carrots, anything that's in the ground, basically, that is not organic, is forbidden, really, if you want to steer clear of cancer.
Right. And this is a whole chapter in our book is on kind of environmental toxicants. And we talk about glyphosate in both that chapter of the toxicants, but also in the microbiome chapter because of its impact on our gut. And so there's a famous researcher, Dr. Don Huber out of Purdue University, has been studying the effects of glyphosate for decades at this point. And he actually has coined the concept of what's happening with glyphosate to our planet, to our soil today. As he said, that it is the cause of what's in humans AIDS, so total immunocompromised, total nutritional deficiency. He says that's what we're doing to our soil and our food supply with this medicine or with this chemical.
Well, so what are the effects of glyphosate on our gut microbiome?
Well, it pretty much destroys it all together. And what it also does is it chelates out all of our minerals. And I know you've had probably loads of people speaking to the importance of minerals on your show.
Oh, yeah.
These are so many of our cofactors to what just makes us function. And so we know that women exposed to this, it gets into the breast milk, so babies weigh less at term, which increases their incidence of chronic disease later in life. It increases allergies because of that gut lumen destruction. It's a known endocrine disruptor. Even the IARC, which is the International Agency for Research on Cancer, a third-party researcher worldwide, has classified this as a class 2A probable carcinogen. Mm-hmm. We also have seen studies relating it to SIDS, which is that sudden infant death syndrome, preterm birth, as I mentioned before, all kinds of issues. But we also know that it's very much related to gut issues, so ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, leaky gut patterns in general, celiac in particular.
Wow. Well, when you said minerals, I mean, no wonder there's so much depression and anxiety. I mean, magnesium is one of, well, minerals in general, they help to keep mental illness at bay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so there is actually the organs or the tissues that glyphosate loves to hang out in is our brain, our bone, our lymph system and our GI tract. So there you have it. We now understand depression, emotional, mental illness to be rooted in the gut-brain connection as well.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot about magnesium because I used to be in the flotation sensory deprivation business.
Yeah.
And, you know, magnesium, I believe it's 325. It's involved in the process, the enzymatic function of the human body, over 325 enzymatic functions in the human body. I mean, you think about that. And then, so you're buying this food, these vegetables. Gosh, it makes me think last night I was in a restaurant buying my dog. We went out for pizza and it's funny because we got a bottle of wine. I made sure that it was from Italy, so it didn't have the glyphosate in it.
Yeah.
And I was giving the waitress a little tutorial, if you will. And she just didn't know. She's young. Yeah. She didn't know any better. And so, but it's funny. A lot of these restaurant concepts too will want you to think that everything on the menu is healthy because they'll use a lot of people are using flour now. That's the new thing, is using flour from Italy that makes you think that everything on the menu is safe, but it's not.
Right.
You still have to ask those questions when you're, especially when you're eating out, because the food cost, that's what they're worried about. You're not going to get an organic salad unless you're paying a lot for it.
Exactly. Exactly. And so there's some mislabeling and sort of appropriating, you're marketing some of that out there today.
Right. Well, so let me ask you, what does glyphosate do to crops? How does it affect them?
So basically it stops them from, it kills weeds. So it's kind of a cross the board herbicide, fungicide, pesticide. So it kind of kills off the weeds, and it does so at the DNA level. But then when you think about this, our pollinators, such as butterflies and bees, or even the animals that these Roundup Ready crops are fed to, which then eventually get fed to us, what it's doing is it's breaking down the reproductive cycle, so a well-known endocrine disruptor. And so we are starting to see a complete elimination of our pollinators. And without pollinators, we don't have food, people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal. We've also seen, since this has hit the market in about 1974, really picked up momentum in the mid to late 90s, we've seen massive drops in fertility rates in the United States in particular, but worldwide. Fertility in the U.S. alone is down 30% in just the last 5 years, and there's a couple interesting studies out about sperm viability, and they're really directing this back to you know, the glyphosate epidemic.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, how are we letting this happen? I don't know if you, I can't remember because I don't have it in front of me, but wasn't Monsanto put on trial somewhere, like a mock trial in Europe? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So we actually just had the EU just voted in November of 2017 to extend a 5-year, because they were at, Monsanto was asking for a 10-year phase out of the EU, of the European Union. So basically they were able to get a 5-year phase out, yet there are over 130 countries that have banned it straight out. Many in the EU itself has banned it straight out, but within 5 years it'll be gone entirely from the EU. So are tons of places like Sri Lanka, tons of countries in South America. In the United States, we have many cities and municipalities that have stopped using it on golf courses and parks and around the region. So there is a huge movement of it, but Monsanto comes back bigger and louder and has unlimited funds and resources to keep basically pushing their agenda.
Man, I wonder what we can do, like, to put an end to this. I know people are thinking about it all over the world, but there's got to be something that we can do, because I'm thinking about the water too. This stuff is going into our water.
Absolutely. It goes into our soil. It goes into our water. In our sandy soil, it sticks around for up to 2 years. In our clay soil, up to 20 years. Now, the cool thing about this process, though, is there is hope that simply removing it and then hydrating and flushing it out of your system will lower the residue in your body. It doesn't stick around like a lot of other toxicants. So by simply avoiding exposure, which is very difficult to do, we'll talk about that in a moment, as well as hydrating and saunaing, can really get this out. And you can do pre and post testing of your urine to show that you, in fact, are making a difference.
Mm. Well, you know what? I do want to talk about it later, but we're out of time. perhaps you could come back? Or do,
you, always. You guys can always have me back.
Do you want to stay on the line for a couple more minutes? And when
sure.
Okay. All right, everyone. Then we're going to go to break. And when we get back, Dr. Nasha Winters is going to talk a little bit more about glyphosate and what you can do to protect yourself and your family. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi everyone, it's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival. Plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, Autumn Warren Connolly, and I've got Dr. Nasha Winters on the line. She stayed with us here for a little bit. For if you're just now joining us, I'll let you know who you're listening to because she's loaded with wisdom. Both of these women are here today that are on the show. Autumn Warren Connolly is as well. And we're talking about glyphosate. And Dr. Nasha Winters is a naturopathic doctor and is the visionary and CEO of Optimal Terrain, inspired by more than 25 years of experience in the healthcare industry, is one of the thought leaders in the personalized precision medicine. She is an author of the book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. I'm a little punchy, Nasha, from not having enough sleep. I think I slept like really 3 hours last night. So, but you know, it happens, and sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, right?
Exactly.
But you know, I wanted to keep you on because I do feel like this is such a huge problem. This is not just an American problem. This is a worldwide problem. It's not like any of us can go anywhere. So what do you think are the answers to getting glyphosate basically eliminated so that it's no longer produced?
Well, I tell you, I mean, luckily, globally, there is a huge movement from people and politicians and policymakers that are really pushing back, and we're seeing the change in that, and we're seeing a lot of other countries following suit. Now, sort of the last one standing, unfortunately, is our country, the United States, because this is where it started. There are a lot of monies invested into this, and a lot of political, you know, things move corporate political, you know, relationships, let's say, incestuous relationships around this. There's even right now some big things that are likely going to change it. Is there's actually a couple class action lawsuits, a big one in California for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from a lot of ag workers that are able to trace back and show that, in fact, their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is related to the glyphosate exposure. As you, before the break, I was talking about the main organs where this likes to land is in the brain, the bone, the lymphatics, and the gut. And so that's no wonder that we could end up with a lymphatic cancer from this. And IARC, which is an international research for cancer, has shown it to be a class 2A probable carcinogen. We definitely know it's an endocrine disruptor because that's its job. It's supposed to stop the fertility cycle of pests, and then, of course, kind of abrupt the DNA growth of weeds as well. So that lands in our soil, our water source, our food source, and then into us. And another thing this crazy chemical does is that it impacts our cytochrome P450 enzyme pathways, which are the pathways that are required to work properly to detoxify all the chemical agents we're being exposed to on a daily basis, even above and beyond glyphosate, as well as all the xenobiotics, so those hormone endocrine disruptors. So you can tell this is a bit of a recipe of disaster that maybe even if by itself it's not a problem, it's creating a lot of problems with other things as well.
Yeah, it is. And this is so important. I mean, you're basically preaching to the choir here on One Life Radio. I mean, it's so important. It's the passion behind what we do. It's really sad, though. I mean, I don't know. How do we get in a spot like this where we've got so much disease in this country and people, you know, in Washington and Wall Street just are like turning a blind eye to what they're doing?
Right. And they turn that blind eye until it directly impacts them. And this, unfortunately, is probably how it's going to change, is when it starts to impact them directly, because that's what's happening when you see 1 in 2 men and 1 in 2.4 women with cancer in the United States in their lifetime, and half of Americans with diabetes in their lifetime, and a whole slew of other autoimmune and chronic illness patterns, the patients are going to demand it, are going to change things.
Wow.
And, you know, one thing I want your listeners to hear is that a lot of us think, oh, I eat organic, or I'm really cautious about what I do. But I'm telling you, I test glyphosate a lot. It's a urine test, right? I test it in hundreds and hundreds of patients. And even my most clean eating, paleocentric eating folks who aren't eating all the legumes and grains where this is coming from are finding high levels. And suddenly they start to realize, oh my God, it's in my clothing, the cotton of my clothing, the cotton of my tampons or diapers or pads, in wine. It's even in almonds that's produced in this country. So all the almond flour products that we do, it's really, they said about 90% of all almond crops in the U.S. are sprayed with glyphosate for a ripening agent.
Wow.
So, and the, you know, and even things like olives in this country, as well as avocados. And this tends to be a staple for a lot of us in the paleo or the keto community.
Absolutely.
So we are being a, you know, we're getting exposure to it on a regular basis. You've got to do your due diligence.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to give a shout out to a restaurant here in Dallas that's doing things the right way. Layla's in Preston Center. It's one of my new favorite restaurants because I love Mexican food. Michelle's the owner. She's doing everything organic. Even the, if you want to even get a margarita, the tequila is organic. The lime juice is organic. She uses stevia to sweeten it. I know. And the food is incredible. And she makes the tacos with jicama if you want. All the chips are non-GMO. I mean, she's doing everything as you should. And I just think people that are doing that need to be held in high esteem and really recognized as leaders in the restaurant business, because we all eat out. We all love to eat out. That's an American thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so
it's part of our socialization.
It really is. It is. Yeah. And, you know, we have to go to break, Naysha. I really appreciate you coming on. I really do. I hope to talk to you again soon in the future.
Yeah.
Or are you going to Paleo FX?
I'm maybe going to PaleoFX. I'll be at KetoCon, Ancestral Health, and Low Carb USA. So I may run into you guys at one of those.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's always a pleasure.
You.
Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today.
All the best, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, everyone. You know what? Stay tuned. We've got more coming up. You're not going to want to miss this. Autumn Warren Connolly talking about MRSA. She's got a natural way to fix it. I can't say that other word, right?
Right.
So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Somewhere tonight, he's alive,
wired. He's got his sights on. Hi, Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival. Plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Hey, have you ever tried hemp oil? I love how H Hemp Company products make me feel relaxed and yet present. I'm fully functional when I take H Hemp products, but I feel calmer and better able to deal with daily stress. It's amazing. H Hemp Company products help me naturally manage my anxiety and stress. I feel great and I can attack my day with focus. I encourage you to try it. Search for the H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, it's Bernadette. March is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and Squatty Potty is proud to help destigmatize the taboo of potty talk. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. Studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Stay tuned throughout the month for offers and initiatives from Squatty Potty as they do their part to help fight against colon cancer. Visit them at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes, and most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Our song.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly, Autumn Warren Connolly in studio with me, Aviana and Lexi. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter now going out on Mondays. We're getting ready to put it out here in just a couple of hours. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in in the world and tell your friends to listen to. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this information to you. Great sponsors like Squatty Potty and Sun Warrior, and you can even get Sun Warrior at Smoothie King if you want to get a really healthy smoothie in the morning. The H Hemp Company, which is a new sponsor. I absolutely love their hemp oil. It is it's a really good oil, and it's suspended in MCT, which is a multi-chain triglyceride oils that are good for the brain. And they've got some really unusual flavors like lemon and peppermint. And I love their little breast spray too. So check it out at H. That's the H Hemp Company. Paleo Magazine, the new one's coming out, I think, next week. And the Wellbeing Journal, about 2 weeks. And of course, EarthX is here in Dallas being celebrated on April 20th through the 22nd at Fair Park. Check it out at earthx.org. And of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, our beloved Dr. Joey Antonio, was on the show for years. Love that man. Hope get him on again real soon. Okay, so Autumn, we are talking with you today. Autumn Warren Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies. She's an animal lover, and she teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. I'm sitting here looking at a case of it. We're trying the new formula today, and I have to tell you, it's fabulous. You've made a few changes to it and tweaked it.
That's right. Yeah. It's now got 14 strains of probiotics rather than seven.
So. Well, you know, my daughter, when I went grocery shopping yesterday in Norman, last night in Norman, I picked up 4 bottles of Ether Elixir, one for her to have every morning until she gets back to Dallas.
Good.
Because it's so important. You know, she's run down. School's hard. You know,
yeah.
She's a pre-med
Life's
student.
Hard.
Life's hard. And having a boyfriend is hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, figuring out what to eat is hard. So anyway, so I got her all hooked up. But you have so much information in that brain of yours. You're absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
You have to be like a Mensa member, are you?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. So, well, you should be. You could be, for sure. There's no question about it. But today we're talking about MRSA. So first of all, for people that don't know what MRSA is, what is it?
MRSA is just essentially an antibiotic resistant strain of staph. So it gets kind of a bad rap because you only hear it when you're thinking of some really bad infection or some
right.
hospital case or some sort of contamination or some sort of contagion, you know. But realistically, it's just another form of staph.
Well,
we've all heard of staph.
Well, yeah, and I have a friend, Mary. Her name's Mary. Mm-hmm. Mary Vidal is her name. And she got a MRSA back a few years ago. And
yeah.
I remember it wreaked holy hell on her life.
Yeah,
and I mean,
it sure
she
does.
Got it on her face
yeah.
of all places. And it right. did a lot of damage. It's scary.
Yeah, it does a lot of damage because simply because really it's not treated by the usual methods, the usual antibacterial methods. So it's not exactly like it's doing more damage than a regular bacterial infection. It's just that it's uncontrolled. And the damage that it does is really with acidity. So a lot of times when you get a MRSA infection, what it does is it leaves a really nasty scar,
mm-hmm.
discolors the skin. And what it is it's an acid burn because the staph is creating a byproduct that is very acidic and is burning your skin. So.
Well, and the reason it's so scary because isn't it antibiotic resistant? Like they consider it one of the superbugs?
It certainly is. That's what we're told. You know, I've been to visit a friend in the hospital before and there was caution tape up on the door and everything. But this is what's incredibly silly that people don't know. I've spoken to the CDC, to one of the lead doctors at the CDC about it. And it is resistant to typical antibiotics. But it's just the typical antibiotics. In fact, the antibiotics that treat it are very low doses of tetracycline and doxycycline. And we're talking very, very low, lower than the amount that you would need to take to treat acne.
Why
yeah,
would they
I used
do
to,
that?
I used to take doxycycline for my acne.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you need a lesser amount to get rid of an MRS, to get rid of a MRSA infection. It would, and it knocks it out. I mean, you don't need these high doses of the other antibiotics. You need a very low dose. So it's not exactly a superbug. What it is it's in the knowledge of what a MRSA infection is and what it looks like and how it appears, and your doctor, you know, the doctors ought to be aware of it before it turns into a raging infection. And unfortunately, most people aren't aware.
It's really scary. So what's the typical traditional medical treatment for MRSA? Antibiotics?
Huge, high doses of antibiotics. Oftentimes, hospitalization is required so that they can lance, which usually means cut open the infection to drain out all the gunk that's in there.
Gosh.
And then IV antibiotics followed by generally a month's long high dose kill all everything antibiotic.
Whoa.
Which is only making it so that most people who get a MRSA infection, once that initial one has healed up or been taken care of, they almost immediately get another one. And that's because you have now totally eliminated all of your system's natural defenses to fight a bacterial infection. So if you've had a MRSA infection, there's obviously going to be more MRSA living in your home. I mean, it's living everywhere.
But is it everywhere?
Yeah, it's just like, everywhere. It's
so
just,
your immune system, if you keep your immune system strong, you naturally ward it off?
Yes, you do. The problem is that it thrives in an acidic environment. So most people are acidic. Because, you know, we eat sugar, we eat hydrogenated oils, we drink alcohol, we just generally do things that cause our body to kind of lean towards a more acidic environment than it ought to be a little bit closer to the alkaline side.
Wow. Okay, so what are some natural alternatives?
There are lots and lots of natural alternatives. The very first one, I would say, yes, the very first one I would say is just awareness. You know, you need to be aware. If you've had a problem with MRSA infection before, you need to pay attention to your body's stages of it, because the earlier you catch it, the more easy it is to treat it. And I've got lots of tips on how you won't have to go to the hospital. You won't have to take an antibiotic. And they're just simple at-home care things. The number one thing that I like to recommend, it's not anything that I am affiliated with at all. It is something that I have used for myself, for my family, for friends, for my friend's family, for general people in my neighborhood. It's a product that's called Phenomenal Water. And, you know, when I was talking about earlier in the show about the acidity in your body, what acidity creates in your body is extra hydrogen. So what this Phenomenal Water does is it's essentially a hydrogen molecule that's missing, you know, H2O. So it's missing one hydrogen. So then when you consume it, it goes into your body and it's looking for more hydrogen to bind with. And the hydrogen is the source of the acidity. So when you consume it, the hydrogen naturally binds to it, and then you just urinate it out. So rather than a typical alkaline water where it's averaging the acidity that's in your gut, you know, the acidity of the food that you just ate, it's actually lowering the blood pH acidity. So it helps to change the environment so that the MRSA cannot grow anymore.
And so where do you buy, it's called Phenomenal?
Phenomenal, yes.
Phenomenal?
It's pH, like pH, you know, and then the word Phenomenal. And I buy mine on Amazon because it's just convenient for me. They do have their own website where they sell it, but I have spoken at length with these owners. It's something one of my children had when they were a young baby, and I was just all over it. And since then, I have tried to be an advocate about it, because I've had one of my best friends, her daughter was just in the hospital for 3 days, a four-year-old. They had to put her under to lance the boil because she was so out of control. And this is a family with four children. I mean, now they have this huge medical bill. And then immediately after all this happened, her daughter got another one. And I was like, no. Like, come to my house, make her drink this water. And it went away within 24 hours. And this is just silliness. You know, it's just silliness.
It's crazy that the general public has, I've never heard this before. Have any of you?
Never heard it. No, and there are things like honey, Manuka honey, a certain type of honey.
Now, Manuka honey I know about, because that's what I used along with oil of oregano when I had cat scratch fever about a year and a half ago. It almost took my life. I'm not kidding you. I was sick. I've never been that sick. I really felt like I'm going to die.
Yeah, so Manuka honey is another one that helps, you know, and oil of oregano certainly helps a lot. Grapefruit seed extract is a natural antibiotic. That helps too for me and for my family and for my friends and the people. It's lowering the acidity in your body. And the best way to really pull the acidity out is that I have found so far is with Phenomenal Water. You could do it using your own at home, but it just doesn't taste good.
Can you drink it all the time?
You can. And I actually do, because, you know, I struggle with autoimmune disease. So my body naturally wants to be more acidic, even though I eat super, super clean for the most part anyway. So I generally do when I first wake up in the morning, I drink 8 to 10 ounces of water like the very instant I get out of bed, and it has a shot of phenomenal water in it.
That's phenomenal.
It is.
Oh my gosh. Well, I want to give a shout out to your website, Probiotic Shawl. This is why I love having this woman on the show, Autumn Warren Connolly, Probiotic Shawl. Everything Autumn. I just
all
love it.
All things Autumn.
All things Autumn. And you know what? We're going to put that information.
Yes,
the explanation of it, we will get it transcribed and we'll put it in next week's newsletter. Not today's, but next week's. Thank you so much, Autumn. Always a pleasure. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I always enjoy doing it. Thank you so much for listening. You know what? Another big shout out to our sponsors, because they bring this programming, this information to you. Sun Warrior, the H Hemp Company, Squatty Potty, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, EarthX, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.